Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Glory Hunters podcast. Welcome. This week it's Ali Ross versus Mark Smith, who are Aberdeen fan and a Derby County fan. Derby County, not Frank Lampard's Derby County anymore.
No,
Mark
not anymore.
Mark Smith's Derby County.
Yeah, Mark Smith's or Philip Cocu's or, you know,
Graham
Shinney's. Anyone who wants to take a shot at it. Graham Shinney, absolutely.
Graham
we'll
Shinney's
get onto that
Derby
later
County.
On, I think.
We found a common area.
Oh, really?
He was Aberdeen's old captain. And we
Shinney-esta.
What a lovely nickname that is. A beautiful nickname. Aberdeen
FC. Doesn't quite live up to it, but it's a nice nickname.
Have you been there recently, Ali? We're going to find this out during the podcast?
4 years ago.
4 years ago, that's close enough.
When I moved to England, I had to decide club or country, and club just didn't cut the mustard at all.
No, so you went country all day long.
Don't get to go abroad with a club, do you, really?
Well, we're waiting on Ivo and Natalie. They're not here yet, but they will be here, of course, to push us in to the Glory Hunters podcast. Here it is. Hello, I'm Charlie Baker, and welcome to Glory Hunters, the show that aims to find the smartest celebrity fans in football. Our guests get to fulfil the ambition of a lifetime and represent the team they've always supported without even having to pass a medical. But who will break out into a sweat and who will be glad for that extra shot of adrenaline? It's up for grabs now on Glory Hunters. Yes, we're joined today by team captain, Swindon Town fan, but not representing Swindon Town today, are you, Ivo?
No, I represented them last time. It was an honour, but it's now an even greater honour.
Did you win at Swindon Town, Ivo?
No disrespect to the programme, can't even remember.
Can't remember, what a shame. We'll look into the archive for that and see if you did. Ivo Graham, of course, now you're in the captain's chair today. You strike me as a leader of men. You've been a captain before?
Yes, I was captain of the under-12s in Sydney Grammar School when my family lived in Australia, and I was such an unpopular choice that several other boys' parents complained because there were better and more popular footballers on the team, but I was the one who showed the most deference to the teacher in question.
You're a bit of an apple for the teacher.
I was an apple for the teacher's eye.
You are joined today on your team by comedian, Derby County fan, sometime TalkSport co-host, is Mark Smith. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Charlie.
Derby fan.
Yeah.
How was life after Lampard?
Life is turbulent after Lampard. Oh. But it's never dull. That's the key thing. It's never dull, being a Derby fan. I will get into this in great detail later on as I tackle an Aberdeen fan. But it's, you know what? Derby County, the future's very bright. I watched a very good...
They've been saying that a while, haven't they?
Yeah,
they've been saying the future's going to be great. He's got a lot... Very much Theo Walcott. You know, he's got a lot of... It's going to come good eventually.
Yeah, you know what?
He will.
Yeah, he will. Exactly. I feel as though... I watched an interview with Philip Cocu, our manager, and I feel much better. You know, like after an hour's vomiting.
Oh, right.
I feel a lot better and more sort of crystallised in my thinking now.
How did you start supporting Derby County?
I'm from Derby.
Right.
From Derby, and so
no real choice.
Went to the old baseball ground a few times with my godfather, and it was sort of ingrained from that point, really. And I'd like to change at times, but I mustn't.
Who's your favourite all-time Derby County player?
Igor Stimac.
That was a great team, the late 90s team with the Italians.
Thank you, Ivo. I'm pleased you're my captain again now.
There we go.
Igor Stimac. In fact, that whole team has some quality. Baiano, One Shop.
Iranio.
Oh, Iranio, yes. Asanovic, Poom.
Excellent players.
They
excellent
really
players. Now, our other team captain is sports broadcasting superhero and Glory Hunters regular, dear, dear friend is Natalie Sawyer. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, hello.
How are you this week?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very, very well.
It's been some week.
Has it?
Well, in the sporting world.
It has, of course it has, yes. Do you think it's going to be a good match, Mourinho and Spurs?
I do, actually. Yeah. I think I can understand why, you know, there were people, as I was, upset that Pochettino's gone, because I think he's just a likeable man, isn't he? But I do think with Mourinho, you're getting a serial winner. He's going to win something at Tottenham, surely.
Would you have Pochettino at Brentford?
You're suggesting we're getting rid of Thomas Frank, and we're not doing that.
If you did get rid of Thomas Frank...
Of course I would.
You would, yeah.
Of course I would. Yeah.
Now, alongside you is one of the funniest writers around. I absolutely love his column. It's the Sun's TV reviewer and Aberdeen fan. It's Ali Ross. Good morning, Ali.
It's lovely to see you whenever, Charlie. I'm just happy to be here.
Aberdeen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming you're from Aberdeen.
I haven't lived there in 27 years.
Oh, very much the Ringo Starr element.
Never
go back. Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. I have been to Aberdeen, and you're right, I don't think I ever will go back.
At least you've been there.
It's cold. It was very cold. Is it always cold?
Freezing.
Great
question.
Is it always cold? Is it always cold? It struck me as the sort of place that would always just be cold and a bit bleak.
It didn't seem until I left it, and then suddenly it's like, blimey, that's cold. Yeah. No one told me that.
The Granite City.
Oh, yeah, Silver City.
And it genuinely is. Have you ever been there, Ivo?
I've not been to Aberdeen, no.
No, no one has, except Charlie.
It's a long way. It's a long way. I thought fly to Scotland, sort of Glasgow, Edinburgh, and then drive the rest of it. It's another three or 4 hours drive, Ali.
Natalie, have you been to Aberdeen?
Do you know, I've not.
You would get papped if you went there. Such a big deal.
Oh, I think I might have to go there then.
Get up there. You'd be good, Natalie. Get the old
career.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, now you know.
Aberdeen. How is it being an Aberdeen fan at the moment?
I haven't been in years. I go to all the Scotland games.
Ah, you're more of
away,
a Scotland
yeah.
fan.
Oh, yeah.
The away games?
Yeah. I was in Kazakhstan. Saw us lose 3-0. I was in Russia.
I've been to Kazakhstan.
Saw us lose 4-0. Yeah. Seen 4, 5, 6s, nils.
Now, you obviously watch telly all day, every day. If you were to recommend one thing to watch...
I've been away from the telly for an hour now.
Exactly. I mean, what are you missing at the moment? Homes Under the Hammer?
I've got the EastEnders preview to watch, so just keep me here as long as you like.
Oh dear. Do you not like EastEnders at the moment?
Not since Tim Reynolds left.
Well, what a good answer that is. Bring back Tim Reynolds, as we say.
Five episodes.
I wonder who that is.
So the scene is set for an Anglo-Scottish affair today on Glory Hunters, Derby County v Aberdeen. And if that doesn't keep the union together, I don't know what will. Right now, it's time for this.
My club's bigger than your club. My club's bigger than your club.
Yes, my club's bigger than your club. This isn't about medals on the table. This is an exercise in winning hearts and minds. Right. Derby County and Mark Smith, your time starts now.
Well, frankly, I can't believe we're having this debate of who's a bigger team, Aberdeen or Derby. This is madness. Derby are one of the founder members of the English League, the proper league, the English Football League. Think about the personalities we've had over the years. Some of them are Scottish, granted, Dave Mackay, Archie Gemmell. Look at the rest of them, though. Brian Clough, look at him. What a legend of football. You've got no one like that at Aberdeen, in my opinion, apart from one guy, Alex Ferguson, who used it as a sort of stepping stone to the next big thing. It's like having a favourite service station rather than an actual destination. Look, we're still attracting the biggest names in the world. Ashley Cole, Frank Lampard, Rooney, Wayne Rooney. The Wayne Rooney is coming to Derby. To Derby. The only reason Rooney will have heard of Aberdeen is the steakhouses in Leicester Square. And that's it. We are a bigger club than you. We know that from very, very recent evidence. Graham Shinney, your club captain, swapped Aberdeen for the Derby bench for 4 months. That's how we know. And here's the final point on this. The reason we know Derby are bigger than Aberdeen is that Aberdeen could win the domestic treble this season and they would still get less column inches than when our lads go out for a few quiet drinks. And that is the bottom line.
Very, very good. Down. Very, very good, Mark Smith. Ali Ross, could you please tell us why Aberdeen are bigger than Derby County?
Oh, that is, it's two stars on the shirt. Two European trophies. You think we've only won one? We won the Super Cup as well. First stadium, all seated. First stadium, all covered. We invented the dugout, swerving free kicks, back heels, headers. That was all Aberdeen as well. Give me your celebrity fans, Niall Horan of One Direction. You're going to mess with Aberdeen? Don't. This is absolutely true. I'm going to play this because it's just too unfair on the others. There's only one team in the world that has a 100% record against Real Madrid.
Who is it?
I'm assuming it's Aberdeen.
The Mighty Dons.
It's not Derby County. I'm assuming it's the
Don't
Mighty
Don't Google
Dons.
It just yet, but it's true.
It's true, is it?
Yeah.
It's true. 100% record.
100% record.
How many times have you played them?
Don't go into that.
Okay. We don't need stats. Although, you both did excellently well. I love the positive spin on the night out debacle, Mark.
Yeah.
The Derby debacle, as I call it.
Okay, call it
happy,
what you want.
Happy with that?
Yeah, it's fine.
No, okay, good. But you were very rude about the Scottish League. And
very
at the beginning of it. And Scottish football is the best football by far when you go and watch it. It's the best afternoon stroke evening out you can have.
It's nuts.
It's absolutely brilliant day out. I think you're really doing it down there, which I didn't like that.
Better than the National League?
Not as good as the National League, but nearly as good, the Scottish League. I'm giving you three goals.
Okay, hat-trick.
Hat-trick, very good, out of five. Ali, the European trophies, that was brilliant. You backed yourself up with stats. You did, of course, invented the swerving free kick.
But did
back
I?
Heels.
Did I, Charlie? It's so windy up at Pittodrie.
This is the thing, isn't it? Dugouts. I love a dugout.
We did invent
did you invent the dugouts?
We did, huh?
I love that, I didn't know that, so I learned as well. You've got five goals, Ali Ross. There we are. So the current score is Aberdeen 7 and Derby County 3. So, as a player, Ali McCoist was known for his nose for goal, and as a pundit, is equally as direct. But whilst Ali always hits the target, with no one left in any doubt about what he said, others could take a more scenic route when discussing football and wind up getting lost. Here's Ali with a few examples. All you've got to do is tell us who said them. Losing team goes first, which is still Derby County, on 3 goals. So here is your first quote.
We don't want our players to be monks. We want them to be better footballers, because a monk doesn't play football at this level.
Who said that? Was it A, Sven-Goran Eriksson, B, Bobby Robson, C, Steve McLaren?
I think it's Bobby, actually.
Bobby?
Bobby, have you a Bobby?
I think it is.
It feels quite Bobby.
It feels like the gentle charm of a Bobby Robson quote.
It feels like Bobby or McLaren, but OK, we'll go with Bobby.
Come Bobby Robson? It is Bobby Robson. Well done. A goal for you there, taking you on to 4. OK, Natalie and Ali, here's your quote.
It was really difficult for us, playing in the midday sun with that 3 o'clock kickoff.
Was that Michael Owen, Steven Gerrard or David Beckham?
It's a tournament. So it's England.
Yeah.
Somewhere hot. Japan. Were they playing them?
Couldn't it?
What do you think?
Owen, Gerrard or Beckham?
I'll go Owen.
Owen.
We're going to Owen. It's Beckham. Bad news. Here we are. Quote 3 for you, Ivo and Mark.
If you don't concede any goals, you'll win more games than you lose.
I think the end of all of them.
Yeah.
Take your voice over seriously.
Well, he found them funny. He's having a lovely time.
We're all having a lovely time, Charlie. Tell yourself. Some of us having the respect to his own style.
Was that Wayne Bridge, Gary Neville, Kyle Walker?
Instinctively feel like it's Kyle Walker.
Wayne Bridge, Gary Neville or Kyle Walker. Let's hear the quote again.
If you don't concede any goals, you'll win more games than you lose.
But Gary Neville is on telly so often and he'll say so much stuff that at some point
probability-wise it's going to come through, isn't it? I think let's go with the safe answer of Gary Neville.
Let's go Gary Neville.
Wayne Bridge, Gary Neville or Kyle Walker. The answer is Wayne Bridge. Okay, Ali and Natalie, let's hear the 4th quote.
I never wanted to leave. I'm here for the rest of my life, and hopefully after that as well.
Was that Wayne Rooney, Alan Shearer or Michael Owen? Rooney, Shearer, Owen.
Never wanted to leave.
Never wanted to leave. Here for the rest of my life, and hopefully after that as well.
Does that sound like Rooney at Man United?
Could be.
Just before he wasn't there for the rest of his life.
I don't know. I was thinking, when you said Rooney, in some ways it makes you think maybe he was at Everton. I was a schoolboy at Everton.
Yeah.
Why would I want to leave? But... equally, I don't know. I don't know if he would have said that. For some reason, of the three, it's Shearer that stands out for me. But I don't know why. And I can't think where he would have left. That he would be thinking, oh, I wish I hadn't left.
Did stay at Newcastle forever. Go for it. We're so far ahead.
Never be complacent.
No, not glory hunters. Complacency brings you down.
Yeah.
Who are you going for?
Shearer.
Alan Shearer. It was Alan Shearer. Very, very good. So the scores at the end of that round are Aberdeen 8, Derby County 4. This is the podcast of Glory Hunters from TalkSport.
Today's fixture is an Anglo-Scottish affair as Derby County take on Aberdeen. On the Derby team sheet are Ivo Graham and Mark Smith, while Natalie Sawyer and Ali Ross are representing Aberdeen. It's currently Aberdeen 8, Derby County 4. Time now to incur the wrath of the sporting gods as we enter the round known as
Sporting Heretics.
Yes, Sporting Heretics. I'm going to invite each member of the panel to propose an idea they believe will improve sport for the better, an idea that may very well incite the fury of our moral guardians. But while the Puritans foam at the mouth, I'll be awarding points for radical ingenuity. However, glory hunters cannot be held responsible for any ensuing witch hunt. Burn him! Burn him! Okay, I choose who goes in what order. Ivo, I'm going to start with you, and you're going to say no one should be allowed to play sport outside their country of origin.
I think it just makes things simpler, Charlie, doesn't it? We've all had a bit of fun this week with Gareth Bale's rather a sort of loose attitude to his priorities. And the fact
Wales, golf, Real Madrid.
In that order.
Yeah.
Funny chant, funny banter. But actually, I think a little bit disrespectful. and maybe rather than having his cake and eat it of sort of, you know, taking Real Madrid's lovely money whilst also throwing it back in their face to curry favour back in Wales, maybe he should be playing for Cardiff or Swansea. So I think players are playing for teams in their home nations. It obviously elevates, for example, in Bale's case, you know, the Welsh League. In England, admittedly, England haven't had a hugely successful international record, despite the fact that most English players play in England. But the overseas ventures haven't always been hugely successful, e.g. the Real Madriders of recent years, Jonathan Woodgate, Michael Owen. Jadon Sancho's apparently doing quite well, but it'd be much easier just to keep an eye on him if he was in the Premier League. And they're currently, I think, having a bit of a debate in Australia about a specific law about rugby players in Australia who play abroad and there after their poor World Cup, I think, proposing to change the law so that more players are encouraged to play in Australia. And similarly, I think that's the way that we ought to be going with football too.
To what end? To make the national team better?
To make the national team better, to make the domestic leagues better, to provide some much-needed unity in these dark times.
It sounds to me like you'd bankrupt the complete Welsh league, because Bale's on 600 grand a week.
He'll take a pay cut. Yeah. I don't think he would. More days off to play golf.
I don't think he would.
He will take a pay cut.
I don't think he would to go and play for TNS.
He has to take a pay cut for TNS. That's included in the small print of my proposed heretic law.
I didn't see the small print. I do apologise. Yeah,
I should have brought it up.
You weren't proposing bankrupting the whole of the Welsh league.
I don't want to bankrupt anyone, actually, Charlie. Not even my worst enemies. I want this to be for fiscally
Oxford
sound.
United.
No, I'd like them to have a tough old time of it, but even they.
I disagree completely with your point, which is a good thing in this round, isn't it?
I'm going to give you
five goals,
yes,
Ivo. There we
great
are.
Goals.
Very good.
That's what
Ali,
matters.
You want to get rid of ball boys?
Yeah, I've got a long list. I would get rid of England's brass band before.
Oh, well, we'd all do that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Especially the drummer first, by the way. Ball boys.
But ball boys are your worst ones.
Yeah. I look at it and I think, what is this, 1847? Are they chimney sweeps? Going, send him to get... These guys are on 100 grand a week, some of them.
Yeah.
And they've got guys to fetch the ball. And I've suffered a long time at Parkhead. From the age of about 18 to 30, I just had nine-year-olds sticking their fingers up at me. As we shipped another four or five. We used to have a thing when we were playing football. I don't know if you had this. Youngest member of the team, you'd say, see how quickly you can get it. It's the perfect solution.
So youngest member of the team has to go and get the ball, no matter where they are.
Yeah, and you're timed to see how quickly you can get it. I've also got a mate. He was a ball boy at Aberdeen against Morton game in 1982. He still talks about it. Not in an ironic site. He thinks he was part of the Gothenburg 83 squad. But he was a ball boy in 1982.
Yeah. Well, I can see your point. We don't really need them, do they?
We don't.
But you'd miss them, I think, if they weren't there. If they weren't there at Parkhead flicking the V's at you, you'd be like, oh, actually, that's another thing that's gone out of the game.
Oh, you little rascals.
There we are. I think it's a way for young people to get involved in the game without being a mascot.
So I think it's nice for them. It's nice for them. I can see why we don't really need them anymore. Uh-huh. That is one of those things. I like the answer, Ali. I'm going to give you three goals.
Okay.
Mark, yes. You think we should have a handicap system in football?
I do think we should have a handicap system. I propose that due to the rising inequality in society, we should also see the inequality be tackled in football as well. So I propose that teams that have a huge amount of money laid out on players, let's say 100, 200, 300 million pounds, if they play a team who's got a lot less spent on their team, let's say by a factor of 10, for every factor of 10 that they've spent, a goal comes off, so they start on minus. So Man City might be worth, let's say, £1 billion, right, and they play a team worth £100 million, they start a goal down. Alternatively, you do another handicap system, which is like the way they do the race horses, and you literally add weight onto players.
Yeah, nice. That's lovely.
Back to now, right.
Bit of sand in their pockets or something.
Sand in their pockets, anchors on their feet.
Maybe a ball boy on their back.
No ball boys, remember. But think about this. Kevin De Bruyne steps up to a free kick.
Yeah.
But he's got sandbags on his feet. How's he going to do this?
Or Pete from the crowd. Just there. He's had a pie at half time. He's on Kevin De Bruyne's back.
Wayne Rooney did sort of trial Manchester United anyway, didn't
he? I feel like you're more voluntary on board with the physical handicap.
Yeah,
of,
they're more into that. Yeah.
Charlie
more
likes that. He's
more
a savior
weight,
to his
very
core.
Much. That's a very good idea. I like that. A heavy hat, perhaps.
Messi all of a sudden, exactly, in a large. Yeah. A large hat, or potentially a fat suit.
Yeah.
The shin pads is where you go with that, I think.
Heavy shin pads.
Potentially,
what a lovely idea.
If someone
is
absolutely
lead
fantastic.
Shin pads.
If it's Ronaldo playing against Carmarthen in some sort of mad pre-season friendly, he could maybe have his hands and feet sort of tied up.
If this we ain't is getting more five like goals it. For this, that is about
it was your secondary answer.
Yes.
The first answer you were getting zero for, but that second answer of adding weight to players is perfection chef's kiss.
10 goals.
Giving you five goals there.
Okay.
5 goals, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Wow.
And Natalie, you are going to abolish
how
the whistle.
How can I compete with that?
Well, he's gone in both feet with his weight to players.
Yes, well, I mean, how antiquated is the idea that football, being such a global sport as it is that reaches billions of people, can only start when the referee has a tiny bit of plastic? I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Everything else within the game seems to evolve. We have technological improvements, we have revolution within the sport, yet we're still waiting on this little whistle for everything to get underway, or for even anything to be stopped in the game. So why don't we reflect the modern nature of football and get rid of the whistle and bring something else in? Like maybe the referee could have, some sort of implement in his hand where he is linked up to the tannoy system. So the tannoy will play certain songs or will play foul or free kick or penalty.
Oh,
come
Natalie.
On. Then all of us in the stadium,
Natalie,
all of us
sick.
In the stadium will know. We'll all know. And they'll say that. Won't that be good?
No, Natalie.
And we'll all know what is happening.
We won't
be there going...
Kick off. Kick off.
See? Sounds great, doesn't
Although
it?
Although the gong, you'd have a, the you gong could... at the Rugby World Cup was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
They used to have a hooter at the Rugby League, didn't they?
They did have a hooter, yeah, yes.
But, I mean, that could be, you could
be
the
good
voice
job for me,
of
Natty,
the
tannoy. That's true, I'd be good.
You can't bribe him with work for goals.
You've offered me some work
there,
Natalie. I like that, I knew I could get in there somewhere. I quite like the idea, although I do worry for the whistle manufacturers, the Acme Thunderer.
Well, there's other sports that need a whistle.
The people who make
got a whistle
the Acme Thunderer, that's the main threat whistle.
Environmentally sound. Natalie's trying to cut back on plastic.
Exactly.
Use.
Yeah, but it's a metal. It's metal.
No,
it's metal. It's got a little P in it, isn't it?
No.
I liked it, Natalie. I didn't like it, and then I liked it because you offered me some work.
Thanks.
So I'm going to give you 3 goals, Natalie. Goals at the end of that round. The scores are Aberdeen 14, Derby County 14.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
From TalkSport, this is Glory Hunters, the podcast.
Time now for Back in the Day, where we travel back to a landmark moment in both clubs' history. Ivo and Mark, we're going to start with you. And we're going back to 2007.
Great.
And this.
And it's at the feet of Derby's top scorer, Stephen Howard. Barnes wants it threaded through. He's got just that. It's Charles Barnes. It's Pearson. It is 1-0 to Derby County. A playoff lead for the Rams and a priceless goal for Pearson.
Yes, Stephen Pearson's goal against West Brom in the Championship playoff final saw Derby return to the top flight of English football after a five-year absence. But what else do you remember of that year? Here we go, question one. That was the first Championship playoff final to be played at the new Wembley Stadium. But can you tell me which of the following music acts were the first to perform a concert there? Was it A? That was Beyoncé. Or was it? George Michael, of course. Or perhaps? Foo Fighters there.
We can confer again,
you can
I assume.
Confer as much as you like. Beyoncé, George Michael, the Foo Fighters.
Well, luckily, Ivo wrote down the name of the band before the clips came on, and the name was Muse.
Okay. So we're not going with that, actually.
From Tynmouth, from Tynmouth in Devon, of course.
Yes, I thought that would...
Of course.
Moose, we call them down there, of course. Moose.
Well, that's cows, isn't it?
The cows is the Isle of Wight. Off we go.
Oh, awful stuff. Let's carry on.
I think it's electric.
We found the level.
This is the clip they're using for the promo. So it's the first concert at the new Wembley in 2007.
It is indeed.
Right.
And who was it first to perform there? Beyoncé?
Sure, that was Muse. Went to it.
Again, it's
George
not
Michael
Muse.
Or the Foo Fighters?
I would sort of be veering towards the Foo Fighters, and that is purely just gut instinct, Ivor.
Yep. Well, I've written down a sort of
rock band. Yeah, let's go.
You think
they've gone
loud? Test out if the PA works.
Just make sure it all works. Yeah.
I think George Michael and Beyoncé could perform just as loud as the Foo Fighters, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they care for the accusation that they can't bring it volume-wise. But yeah, we're going with Mark's gut of the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Not my gut of the
Let's find out. Yes, the answer was George Michael. Let's go to question two. That fixture was also the last domestic match refereed by Graham Pohl, who'd made headlines in the previous year's World Cup when he refereed the match between Croatia and Australia. But why? I reckon you know this already without knowing A, B or C.
Here we go.
A, did he manage to lose his whistle on the pitch and then draft in the players to help him find it?
No.
Was it B, did he start whistling during the Croatian national anthem? Or C, did he award three yellow cards to the same player before sending him off?
It would be a shame if we didn't get this, but it's lovely to hear the options that you're one of the team has made up. Yeah. Getting the teams to help fight.
Read them again for us. No, don't really.
No, we'd like to go with, and I'm not even going to consult Mark on this, C, he gave three yellow cards.
Yes, it was giving three yellow cards to Josip Simenic.
This game is absolutely unbelievable. Simenic shakes his head. He's already been sent off.
It's absolute chaos. It's chaos out there at the moment. Nobody knows what's going on.
Absolute chaos. Like this game. Question three. 2007 was also the year of this.
Petrich again. Oh, he scored! Extraordinary. It's the substitute Petrich with the deadly left foot. And Croatia have gone 3-2 up. And England may be out after all. Something out of nothing from Mladen Petrich.
England manager Steve McClaren watched from under his umbrella with a mug of coffee as Croatia's 3-2 victory meant that England failed to qualify for the Euros. But which of the following facts about that night is true? Was it A, the mug McClaren was drinking out of said world's best boss? B, he told reporters he was forced to stand under an umbrella because the rain makes his hair go frizzy? Or was it C, Andy Townsend's wife came up with the headline, The Wally with the Brolly? Which of those do you think it was? Boys, world's best boss, hair goes frizzy, Wally with the Brolly.
We don't hear enough about Andy Townsend's wife.
No.
And I'd love her to have been responsible for that classic headline. And I don't think anyone would disagree with me on that front. But I think it's the frizzy hair.
It's got to be the frizzy hair.
Frizzy hair, please.
Frizzy hair, Charlie. Frizzy hair. It's Andy Townsend's wife. Wow. Andy's wife, Jackie, of course, came out with the comment as they watched the game at home. He texted the remark to a friend in the media. The following day, it was used as a headline. There we are. So in that round, you scored one goal, which takes you to 15. Natalie and Ali, we're going to go back to 1983 and this.
And now Aberdeen with McGee making the break and Hewitt waiting in the middle. Hewitt!
John Hewitt's extra time goal meant that Aberdeen beat Real Madrid 2-1 to lift the Cup Winners' Cup, the third Scottish side to win a European title. But what else do you remember of 1983, Natalie? What else? I remember Aberdeen was big.
I was born, but I was very young.
Very young. Question one. Aberdeen's then manager Alex Ferguson employed one of his famous mind games ahead of kickoff to unsettle Real Madrid manager Alfredo Di Stefano. But what did he do? Did he demand that both teams switch changing rooms? B, walk out of a joint press conference? C, came bearing gifts and gave him a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label?
Any idea?
That's whiskey, for those of you who don't know, the young listeners.
He's always plying them with alcohol.
Did he want to switch changing rooms, walk out of a press conference, or came with a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label?
I will go for the whiskey.
Bit of blue for the nuts.
You think the whiskey?
Would that
unsettle you?
It's a very... He used to do it all the time.
All right, well, let's
go with that. Joe Steen taught him that.
Before kickoff?
Used to take a bottle of wine to the opposition.
Well, we'll go with that then.
Here we go. The answer is C. There we are. Scotland boss Jock Steen advised Fergie to do it as it would make Di Stefano feel important and suggest Aberdeen were only there to make up the numbers.
Clever.
Fantastic.
Clever.
Because you said Jock Steen, going to give you another extra bonus goal there, Ali.
Oh.
It's exciting, isn't it? Question two. 1983 saw a number of firsts. The CD went on sale. Wheel clamps were introduced and it saw the birth of TV-AM. But can you tell me which footballer that year became the first to appear in a 1,000 competitive games in England? Was it A, Alan Ball? B, Pat Jennings? C, Kenny Dalglish? Alan Ball, Pat Jennings, Kenny Dalglish. Who was first to appear in 1,000 competitive games in England?
It wouldn't be Kenny, because he'd only been there since 77.
King Kenny.
So
I would go towards Pat Jennings. But
I was thinking Pat Jennings just because as
big hands, isn't he?
A goalkeeper, you're going to play more, you know.
He was never out of the team, was he?
No. Okay, we're going to go with Pat Jennings.
Jennings? It was Pat Jennings. He reached the milestone playing for Arsenal in a 0-0 draw against West Bromwich Albion. A little clean sheet. Lovely for Pat. Question three. Whilst the movie of Aberdeen's dramatic win that night in Gothenburg is yet to be made, can you tell me which film was the highest grossing movie that year in the UK? Was it A?
You have a nasty habit of surviving. Well, you know what they say about the fittest.
Oh. Octopussy? Or B?
I mean, you beating up on a man? You putting a man in a hospital? How come I don't see no marks on you?
Yeah.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruised on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Trading Places? Or C?
If you will not be turned, you will be destroyed.
three great films, but which one was the highest grossing movie of 1983? Octopussy, Trading Places, or Return of the Jedi?
Well,
what's your favourite Bond film, Ali?
From Russia With Love. Is it? Obviously, all the Connery ones.
Oh, yeah. Only Scottish ones.
Oh, I didn't say that.
But that's sort of what you were hinting at.
Well, you know. Horses for courses.
Natalie, got a favourite Bond?
I don't have a favourite one, actually. I'm trying to think.
Favourite Bond actor?
Oh, favourite Bond. I thought you meant the film. I would actually echo
Sean Connery,
mm-hmm. because handsome devil that he was.
Yeah, they all are.
Or like, still
yeah,
is.
That's why they're... Yeah,
Schlesinger Schiffen.
Tell us, Octopussy, Trading Places, or Return of the Jedi?
Eddie Murphy was huge.
Yeah.
Tell me the answer.
Should we go with that? We're going to try Trading Places.
You were wrong to try Trading Places. It was Return of the Jedi. So in that round, you scored 3 goals because of the bonus one, which means you're on 17 goals. And Derby County, Mark and Ivo, you are on 15. This is the Glory Hunters podcast in association with Monty Panesar Loft Conversions. Don't get in a spin, put a Velux in. Here on Glory Hunters, we believe the public should have their say, and that's why we do this. Our esteemed panel are about to face the scrutiny of the general public and have absolutely no idea what they'll ask as we play A Question of Sport Time. Could we have our first question, please?
Hello, I'd like to ask the panel, which 3 figures from the world of sport would you invite to a dinner party and why?
Lovely question. Which 3 figures from the world of sport would you invite to a dinner party and why? Mark Smith, Derby County.
I am going to keep it reasonably topical. I'm going to invite Pochettino. I'm going to invite Daniel Levy.
Oh.
And I'm going to invite a boxing referee of your choice.
Oh, lovely.
And let's just see it absolutely kick off, shall we?
Oh, lovely. Nothing nicer than a fight at dinner.
Really nice fight at dinner, very similar to any Christmas around my parents' house. We can see the sort of chicken or whatever meat we choose to serve be thrown around the tables while Poch and Levy really get into it. I think it'd be one for the ages, if I'm being completely honest.
Very nice answer. It was pithy, it was funny. We got a little glimpse into your home life, Mark. I loved it. 4 goals. Ivo Graham.
Otman Bakal, Branislav Ivanovic, Giorgio Chiellini. The 3 players Luis Suarez has orally attacked in his career. A bite for the bitten. That's the name of the dinner party.
That was your answer.
That's
it was
the whole
a wonderful answer,
Charlie.
It was very, very funny.
Thank you.
Very brilliant. 5 goals, of course, Ivo. Excellent there. Ali Ross.
Davy Dodds, the former Aberdeen striker. Virginia Holgate, the show jumper from 1984 Olympics. And Ian Wright, because he took me to dinner. I ended up paying, and he said, can you write this in your column? I never want to get another letter from I'm a Celebrity because they ask every year and I'm never going to do it.
Oh, a little glimpse behind the curtain there. Lovely little gem. If that's not going to get our listening figures up, I've no idea what will.
I do love Wrighty though.
Lovely, lovely guy. Lovely, lovely man. Who were the first 2?
You not heard of Davy Dodds?
No. Sounds like we Davy Dodds. Is he, I'm assuming he's a big Aberdeen footballer.
Google Davy Dodds.
Yeah.
We signed him from Neuchâtel Xamax, and the manager said, I didn't like the look of him. And it tells you all you need to know. He was a painter and decorator in Dundee last night. I genuinely want to know what happened to him.
You could write the book, a little film about Davy Dodds.
Yeah, it's like, where's
Eric? If you're listening, Davy, get in touch.
Yeah.
Get in touch, Ali Ross.
Scored a lot of vital goals for Aberdeen.
Did he indeed?
4 caps for Scotland.
Virginia Holgate?
Yeah, that's just... she used to have a lot of surnames. She went through a lot of surnames. I want to get to the bottom of that.
Oh, right. She
turned up at 1 Olympics, she was Virginia Holgate. The next one, she was Virginia Lang. Now she's Virginia Elliott.
I mean, it's a great opener over your sort of prawn cocktail, isn't it?
She's just
What's your name again? How many names you got?
Who are you?
Who are you today?
Exactly. Yeah. Ivo's got friends with lots of names, haven't they? They just go on and on and on.
Yeah. But none of them going to dinner.
No.
Because Luis Suarez hadn't bitten any of them.
Exactly. I liked it. I didn't know who half the people were, but I liked it, Ali. I'm going to give you 4 goals.
4.
Natalie Sawyer.
Mine's really odd, I suppose.
Well, I'm odd as
no, true,
Ali's answer.
But it's just a weird mix in the sense I want Eddie the Eagle there.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Because I want to know why someone from Cheltenham wants to be a ski jumper.
I can tell you that. I did...
What, you were a ski jumper?
Total Wipeout with Eddie the Eagle in Argentina.
And
he won by a long, long way. Him v Ashley. Ashley in Coronation from Coronation Street in the final.
I did Total Wipeout.
Did you?
Yeah.
Toughest thing I've ever done.
Oh,
Ali.
My God, I broke two ribs.
Yeah, hardest thing I've ever done. But Eddie the Eagle, he's just a born winner. Yeah, actually, ski jumping was probably the thing he was worst at.
Just invite Charlie, don't he?
I know.
Carry on.
You should just be there, Charlie. I've gone for Alan Brazil. He knows. Oh, he knows how to party.
Have you got his number?
No.
Because
this can be arranged. And then slightly controversial and going off the fun party element, Jesse Owens.
Oh.
I suddenly thought, four-time gold medalist to win the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. And I just want to know how he felt getting one over.
Yeah, I feel like you've just got some names out of a box and thrown them in the air.
I did.
History book, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Very good. Still going to give you five goals, Natalie. Very, very good. Can we have our next questioner, please?
I'd like to ask the panel, what do they think football will be like 50 years from now?
What do we think football will be like 50 years from now? Natalie, let's go back to you.
Well, I mentioned technology before. We were talking about getting rid of the whistle. Obviously, I know. Yeah. I kind of just think that with more and more technology being invented and being introduced, that surely it's about time we'll have robotic footballers who will never get injured.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll never have that issue and all those problems. They'll do what you tell them to do. Yeah. They won't cause hissy fits and all sorts, demanding more money. They'll play for whatever.
So you think it would just be machines playing?
Well, they probably won't be paid because they're robots. But, there you go. Quite
people
simple.
People own the robots, won't they? You see, so
maybe that's it.
That's what it is.
Remote control robots. Technology.
I don't think it's going to happen. Either. Do you think it's going to happen? That?
Yes, I think it's utterly plausible. Five goals. That's show works. Come on.
I'm going to give you three goals now.
Sure.
I don't think it was very plausible. No. Ivo, let's come to you. Where do you think football will be in the next 50 years?
You just let him sledge you out of five goals there.
I didn't. My mind games are legendary in this arena. I've not got high hopes for the future of the world or this country or sport within it. So I think we can look forward to the Little England Premier League, where Mike Ashley owns the entire thing. His tentacles are just going to grapple with the whole league, and it's just going to be all those managers like Alan Pardew and like Steve Bruce. And I think Harry Redknapp's going to come back as well. Yeah. I think
in 50 years' time.
Listen, I know. I
we're living longer now, Charlie.
That is robot league is more likely than this.
I think
the
cryogenic Harry Redknapp will still be there at the helm. I think partly due to laws like the one I introduced earlier on in the programme.
Dead driving his Range Rover out the training ground.
There'll be no foreign players or managers bringing glitz to the English game.
Okay. I'm going to give you two goals, Ivo, because you lost your thread. Mark Smith.
Yo.
Football in 50 years' time, where do we think it'll be, Mark?
Well, I think that... Einstein said that he doesn't know what weapons will be used to fight World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. And I think a similar thing will happen with football. We'll get to a point where we cannot sustain it anymore. It's too big, and finally it bursts in and collapses in on itself like a dying star. And in 50 years' time, football is back to grassroots, and it's just two teams of 11, maybe one substitute on each side, playing in front of 100 people.
Oh, lovely. In the dying moments of the game, we move now into injury time, where each side has 60 seconds to score as many goals as possible. Losing side goes first, which is Derby County, currently on 31 goals. I am going to list the original shirt colours of a number of teams. All you have to do is tell me if it's true or false. When your time is up, you will hear this sound.
Come on! I've had enough of it!
Are we ready? Your time starts now. Man United, green and gold.
True.
It is true. Coventry City, all black.
False.
It's true. Portsmouth, red and white gingham.
False.
It's false. Crystal Palace, claret and blue.
True.
It's true. Liverpool, blue and white.
False.
It's true. Wow. Burnley, purple and black stripes.
False. True.
It's false. It's false. I'll give you it. Okay. Bolton, red and white polka dots.
False.
It's true.
No.
Chesterfield wore a Union Jack on their shirt.
False.
It's true. Norwich, orange and white hoops.
No, false.
It's false. Everton, black with a red sash.
True.
It's true. Aston Villa, black and white stripes.
False.
It's false. Leicester, black with a blue sash.
False.
It's true. Leeds United, velvet with tassels.
False.
It is false. Tottenham, chocolate and amber stripes.
False.
It's true. Sheffield United, orange and white chevron.
False.
It's false. Southampton, white with a red sash.
True.
It is true. West Ham, pink chiffon.
Come on! I've had enough of it.
There we are. So at the end of that round, you got 11 goals, which takes you to 42, which means you need 7 to draw, 8 to win, Natalie and Ali. I'm going to list the middle names of a number of players and managers. I need you to tell me which are true or false. When your time is up, you'll hear this sound.
It's done. It's finished. You're done.
Here we go. Your time starts now. Jurgen Klopp, Norbert.
True.
It is true. Chris Waddle, Roland.
True.
It is true. Jose Mourinho, Clarence.
False.
It is false. Emil Heskey, Ivanhoe.
True.
It is true. Gylfi Sigurdsson, Thor.
True.
It is true. Brendan Rodgers, Stanley.
True.
It's false. Jordan Henderson, Brian.
True.
It's true. Sean Dyche, Leslie.
True.
It's false. Stephen Carr, Babeson.
True.
It's true. Danny Welbeck, Colin.
True.
It's false. Rio Ferdinand, Gavin.
True. Oh, false.
It's true. Wayne Rooney, Oscar.
False.
It's false. Phil Jagielka, Nikodem.
True.
It's true. Paul Pogba, Cyril.
True.
It's false. Alan Brazil, Bernard.
True.
It's true. Raheem Sterling, Shaquille.
True.
It's true. Harry Kane, Tony.
False.
It's false. Peter Schmeichel, Boleslaw.
True.
It's true.
It's done. It's finished. You're done.
So at the end of that round, you scored 13 goals, which takes you to 48, which means you win this week, beating Derby. You got 42 goals. Now, that was our final first round match, and Aberdeen with Ali will advance to the next stages of the competition where anything is possible. However, for the losers, we just hope you had a lovely day. You've got your bullies, your tankard and your darts.
I've had a great day, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
So, to our winners, we say...
Your beauty! What a headshot! What a head!
And for the losers...
I don't believe it! You missed that! You haven't a laugh!
My thanks to Natalie, Ali, Ivo and Mark. Until next time, from myself and everyone here, is goodbye! That was it. That was the Glory Hunters podcast this week. We're joined now, of course, by Ivo and Natalie, who turned up for the actual thing. There we are. Another win, Natalie. I think that takes you into the red now on wins.
I really do wish I'd keep a track
of
these results.
Keep a track.
But yeah, another win.
Ivo seems Ali furious. Are you furious, Ivo?
Yeah, actually, I thought Mark was great, and he really turned up in his individual.
I agree with that.
Moments.
Do you feel like you let the side down, do you, Ivo?
I think I did a
I
bit,
disagree
actually,
with that. Ivo, you were a tremendous leader of men.
Wow.
It was a pleasure playing for you.
Well, that's very nice.
Okay,
but,
it's not the... What was it, the Hurlingham Club? No. What's the name of that club?
It is the Hurlingham Club.
Is it the Hurlingham? It's not that. But anyway, thank you very much for joining us, Derby County. Ali Ross, victory. Thrilled.
Chuffed the best.
You'll be back.
Not won anything since 1983.
Oh, there we are. So it's exciting, isn't it? Very, very good. Thanks for listening to the Glory Hunters podcast. Do rate and subscribe and review us all on iTunes, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.